From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The Senate Ag Committee has scheduled a markup of its farm bill this week. Chad Smith has more.
The Senate Agriculture Committee's farm bill markup is scheduled for this Thursday. Brian Glenn, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the bill contains several major wins for Farm Bureau and U.S. agriculture.
The bill delivers on year-round E15. There are provisions to help lower high input costs. There are updates and increases to credit and loan limits. There are expanded programs and support for risk management tools for specialty crop growers.
The current text is quite different from the initial discussion draft released earlier this year and involves significant negotiations and compromises to get to this point.
This updated draft incorporates several of those bipartisan conversations and priorities. The Farm Bill now includes updated language to deliver year-round E15.
The bill is now on to markup Thursday, with both Republicans and Democrats able to offer amendments to the legislation.
Farm Bureau is strongly urging Senate Ag Committee members to support bipartisan passage of the Farm Bill. The time is now for a Farm Bill. If the Senate Ag Committee does not advance this bill out of committee this week, our window of opportunity closes quickly.
Stay tuned to FB.org for updates. Chad Smith, Washington.
Kansas Farm Bureau received a Bill House agricultural grant. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Keep up to date with new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes, and fun, crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from featured families to fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained and in the know. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
The Kansas Farm Bureau Foundation of Agriculture has received a $15,000 Bill House agricultural grant from the Community Foundation of Southeast Kansas to expand their scholarship opportunities that help rural and agricultural leaders participate in leadership development programs across the state. This grant will support the foundation's existing leadership scholarship program, which offsets travel, registration, lodging, and other costs of participation. This support makes it possible for more members to develop their skills, relationship, and confidence that they need to better serve their communities. Learn more by contacting your local Farm Bureau. Kansas Farm Bureau will celebrate their 108th annual meeting December 5th through the 7th in Manhattan. This event will begin Saturday evening with the KFB Foundation fundraiser, following by workshops, trade show vendors, and a silent auction on Sunday. Keynote speaker Jason Brown, former NFL lineman and owner of First Fruit Farm in North Carolina, will address the attendees. On Monday, delegates will discuss and adopt the 2027 policy statements and elect the KFB officers and board members. For full annual meeting details, visit www.kfb.org/annual-meeting. Next, Insights with Jackie Mutt.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insights with Jackie Mutt.
We're taught to be responsible, to plan ahead, to stay organized, prepare for the unexpected. But sometimes all that planning leaves little room for surprise. This summer, we stumbled into what we've deemed a no-plan summer. When rain gave us a few unexpected days off at Memorial Day, we loaded the car and headed west with no destination in mind. We ended up in Estes Park, Colorado, hiking mountain trails, watching the sunrise, and making memories we never could have scheduled. A few weeks later, another unplanned trip took us to Kansas City, where we found ourselves at a concert under the stars and took in my very first professional soccer match. I've realized there's something freeing about not having every minute planned. You may have fewer options, but you also have fewer expectations. And sometimes that's exactly where the best adventures begin. The best memories aren't the ones that are on the calendar. They're the ones that you never saw coming.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.